This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
President of the United States is not here, but I am. I'm the president of my own world, and I have two, three, four, count them, I guess it depends on whether you card yourself in to the group of insiders that include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Yes, the insiders are all part of the DJV Club. We've got, you remember the Mickey Mouse Club?
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Mouse Club, Mickey Mouse Club. Who's the leader of the band who's faithful, you and me? D-U-D-L-E-Y-S-T-E-P-H-A-N. All in there, but it's close enough. 7 after the hour. Hello. Wednesday is upon us, the 12th of July. And as usual, because of her seniority status, Jennifer Horn starts the conversation with the big news about the City of Angels hosting the Olympics. Coming back to the United States, whether or not they're coming in the next century or between now and the end of the planet as we know it. Apparently, Jennifer, the Olympic Committee says that either in 2024 or 2028, do I hear 2032? So what sort of yak did you do about this on your local Los Angeles program yesterday? And how do the locals... I preface the asking of the question to something my son posted on his Facebook page. Did you see that about the Olympics? Yeah. It was rather vulgar, so I can't.
No, but most people, there's surveys out, most people in Los Angeles don't really want the Olympics.
No.
But, you know, I mean, look, it's going to be good for business. It'll be good for the economy. It'll be good for retail.
Not good for driving.
But yeah, that's the problem, is that the driving and the traffic will be so bad. When the Olympics were here in the 80s, and I think I've told you this before, they offered like a credit to businesses that would stagger people's schedules so that, if you normally worked 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, they would stagger that later into the night so that traffic wouldn't be so bad. Not everybody was going everywhere at the same time, and it worked. What people thought was going to be a nightmare during the 80s was actually no big deal, having the Olympics in town. I just don't trust our leadership to be able to pull that off again, because our leaders...
What, Garcetti? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's a great leader. Just ask him.
Yeah, I'm sure
he fixes
that.
Hold on just a second. He fixed all the traffic problems in L.A.
Yeah, and
right?
The homeless problem, too.
And there's no more homeless in Los Angeles. That's Gil Garcetti. Come on.
So what you do is you just get Elon Musk to build the tunnels under the roads, and then all of the people visiting for the Olympics, they can drive under the roads in the tunnels, and everyone else who lives there normally can just drive on the normal roads. So it's like nobody else is there.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Or not.
Oh, okay.
Or not.
So where, just out of curiosity, what's the setup going to be? Like, where is the main stadium going to be?
Which new complex
is there? It would be spread out. It would be downtown L.A. There's the Coliseum. There's the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
And but really, I think what they're looking at, and the reason that L.A. might lose it for 2024, is that we are building a new football stadium in Inglewood for the Rams and for the Chargers to play in.
Mm-hmm.
And that stadium is a year late in its progress, but they say it's because it rained last year. But, you know, please. I mean, it rained how many days last year?
Right. Yeah. There was a drought most of the
time. 3 days, and that was it. Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it rained more than usual, for sure, but it didn't rain for a year to knock you off schedule for a year. So,
and by the way, that part of the city has the least traffic. I've been all over the city of Angels.
Well, it's right by the airport. So
it's on the other side of the 405, though, so it's not... driving down those two streets that head in that direction, Manchester, I think, is the main one, it just... All right, anyway, so where does the money come from? That's the bottom line, because most of these lose money. Don't people care about that?
Well, it ends up being way over budget, right?
Yeah.
Right. The hope is always that you're going to make more money than you spend. But again, it's Los Angeles. So is that a reality? Maybe not.
What happened? Where do the Rams play right now? Why can't they use that stadium?
At the it's the Coliseum. It's okay. Old. It's
okay.
Kind of crumbling down a bit. So that's where USC plays as well. So I'm sure USC will still be playing at the Coliseum, but they're looking for a state-of-the-art football stadium, which is probably where they'll put the
Does UCLA have a football team?
Yeah.
UCLA? Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a big game. They're a big team.
Where do they play?
At the Rose Bowl, I just said. Yeah.
I didn't hear you say that.
And where will, one last question.
Then I was drinking. Not martinis, water.
One last question. Where will Olympic Village be?
I don't have any clue.
In Jen's backyard.
I have no idea.
Backyard at Jen's house. That's
I would imagine. I mean, the plan is that they want to gentrify Inglewood. Inglewood is where Reginald Denny, if you guys remember, although you guys were young, during the L.A. riots in the 90s, Reginald Denny got ripped out of his truck on Florence and Normandy, which is right in Inglewood. That's where the football stadium is going.
Inglewood is the black area.
And I would imagine
moderate.
They're trying to. I mean, you're lucky if you own a house there right now, because they're bringing in a whole entertainment complex to surround the football stadium, so that will be a new up and coming area. I imagine that's probably where they would put the Olympic Village as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so those of you looking for real estate in Los Angeles, don't buy it at the beach. Buy it in Inglewood. There you go. Investment city. If you want good investment advice, you've come to the right place. I'm much better than Jim Cramer when it comes to healthcare stocks that you can invest in, airline stocks you can invest in, all kinds of things. You want info? I have the revelation here. All right, so that's the serious side of what's happening in Los Angeles. People in the news, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Aha! Well, it seems that all of their fluff-up with Donald Trump has proved to be valuable in terms of their pocketbook. Mika has just signed a $950,000 book deal. And Joe says, screw the Republican Party. I'm not going to be there anymore because I don't like Donald Trump because he doesn't like my wife's face. So that's the end of that.
Like he hadn't left the Republican Party years ago. Give me a break, Joe Scarborough.
Anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting. She's a female trailblazer, according to the book company. And she has had a book. The book was called Knowing Your Value, Women, Money, and Getting What You're Worth. That's the new title of the book. Apparently they are writing a book together as well. This sounds like it's not quite as lucrative as the Obama deal, but it does pay to not like Donald Trump, it seems. Right.
Seems you can make a pretty good living off of it, actually.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. You know, and this has nothing to do with her politics, I promise, because there are many people who do not like Donald Trump on CNN, and I have no problem with some of them.
Yeah,
I will listen to a bit of her show, because after I leave your show, I have to drive to my next engagement, and I have satellite in my car, and typically I'll do kind of a cruise of what the morning shows are talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about her style that drives me nuts, but she sounds so elitist, I think. It's kind of...
She is.
Very snobby.
Yeah.
And there's something about just... not even what she says, but just the delivery style, and I'm like... drives me crazy. But good luck, Joe.
Good that. Thank you. All right. Now, let's see. If, in fact, you're not going to be a supporter of Donald Trump in 2020, there seems to be an alternative to Donald Trump's style. He says some people think that some people have compared him to a professional wrestler. Okay. So we had Jesse the Body Ventura. Remember him? Who doesn't remember?
Didn't he become a governor or something?
Yep.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota. And now there's a committee that has been set up, committee formed, to explore whether The Rock should be the president of the United States. Now, whether he's serious or not remains to be seen. He's averaging 50 to 60 million a year over the past 6 or 7 years, so he'll have plenty of money in the bank. But apparently, there are people who are talking to him somewhat seriously in a way that would focus on whether it's a good idea. Shall we explore the possibilities?
And then we could cancel the primary and just make it a ladder match.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah. Actually, he's the one who brought up the idea. He said, of course he'd consider putting his name in the hat for the election when asked by an interviewer. He told Jimmy Fallon a couple of weeks later after the GQ article in which he was first quoted saying he was intrigued or interested. He said he believes that he could be a relatable president. I will tell you, there are very few people that I've ever interviewed that I liked more than The Rock. I just liked him. And most people who have any contact with him say the same thing. So this is called, here's the slogan. You ready? Everybody ready?
Ready.
We'll do this all at the same time. One, two, three. Run the rock. Run the rock. Run the rock. Run the rock. How's that for? That makes... Huh?
You should get out there with a sign.
Run the rock.
I need to be on his team.
Run, yeah.
Now, he doesn't know about this super PAC. He doesn't know who this person is yet that started the idea. But you're right. He mentioned it in GQ. I was just reading an old article from People's Sexiest Man Alive issue. He was on the cover. He said, yeah, I might run. So, who knows? The Rock is a Republican.
He's an independent, but...
Yeah, well, he's a Republican, but he doesn't like Donald Trump, so...
He's registered as an independent, though.
Oh, that's interesting, because he said he would run as a Republican in the interview. But you know
I think he would have to run, though. I mean, what independent is really going to ever win?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to pick the party.
The guy on Madam Secretary is independent. Dalton, he's president now.
Well, in that case...
Great example.
So how does Tom Hanks play into this?
He's a Democrat who said he wants to run for office.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that was SNL, right? He shared a picture of him. He said he was going to run with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was going to be his running mate.
Yeah. That's a good combo. I'd vote for that combo.
It's a very likable combo.
It is. Yep. All right. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard the only valuable political news that there is. So that's from the Much Ado About Nothing department. 20 after the hour, TJV Show.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Question, what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer, the Drug Fact label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Fact label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected?
Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Michael Jackson estate in the music news, because Michael Jackson is dead. Oh, you knew that. You remembered that Michael Jackson is dead? CBS seems to have forgotten that because they're looking to him for their next big musical project on the network. Teaming up with the estate of Michael Jackson for a new animated special in which the discography, I love that term, discography. Discography serves as the soundtrack. The title of this animated project, Michael Jackson's Halloween, telecast following Vincent, the guy who stars as Lucas Till in MacGyver and Victoria. I guess I don't quite understand. I'm not into this whole business of what happens, the animated shows that are on now. What are they? They're going to take an adventure, a tour of discovery.
I think it's a mix of animation and live action.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. I think
so. Christine Baranski's in it. Alan Cummings. Jim, these are all people. Looks like those two are from The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's another aside, by the way. I don't even begin to understand why they don't put that show. That's the only thing they've produced that they have online only. They don't have it on the air.
And it makes me wonder if they want it to die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I said from the very beginning, CBS is not the audience to have an online-only show. It's just, it's not.
Make any sense.
I don't know anyone who's seen it.
I don't either.
You have to pay for it. Well, you have to pay for it, too, beyond the online technicality part.
Yeah. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back to CBS and Michael Jackson's estate. The estate is saying the special airs sometime this fall.
I wonder if it'll be around Halloween.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay. Wait a minute. That was going to be my line. You stole my line.
You weren't fast enough.
Disrespectful. The young whippersnapper gets smart to the boss. To make note of that. Okay, 26 past the hour on the music portion of this hour of the DJV Experience. Lady Gaga
is in the I love her name. Don't you love, what's her real name, by the way?
Stephanie.
Stephanie something or other. She's Italian, kind of like.
Germanata.
Germanata. Now I'll take your germs and bring them home.
Nada.
Your germs to yourself. Nada, no germs. That's what it means. Germanata means no germs. So Lady Gaga, or what's her name, Stephanie?
Stephanie Germanata.
Stephanie, no germs here. And Bud Light have announced that the first stop of her renewed dive bar tour is scheduled this week for Thursday at a yet undisclosed Las Vegas venue. Ah, wait a minute. That was going to be the situation, but it's going to be postponed. Why? What's their problem? She got a bad...
No, she's in rehearsals. Yeah, she's in rehearsals, yep.
Huh. So... what was this all about? Why wouldn't this be a good way for her to practice what she's doing on the world tour?
I think because the world tour is such a huge, like, halftime type show that she does in concert, that this is something that she really wanted to get back to, more of the dive bar shows. So I just think that they'll fit it in at some point.
So the last tour was called the dive bar tour. This tour is called the world tour.
No, it? I don't know what the world tour is called. I don't. I guess it's just Joanne, right? The Joanne world tour, based on her album.
Really? Yeah. Well, okay. Gaga's got something to say. Gaga's good. So wait for page two of the story.
You sound super knowledgeable.
I know, right?
28 past the hour.
I will be right by your side.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, plus Kara Shulman, kind of like herding cats. Me working with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. I'm at Steve. Yes, because
I don't think I like you, that.
Yeah. You love us.
So I do love you. Of course I love you, yes. Like being incarcerated with...
Wow, the compliments just keep coming.
Wow.
Good news today, if you are a Chicagoan... The city has said to the incoming class in high school, class of 2020, have a graduation plan or you don't get a diploma. I think this is, for all of the negative stuff that comes out of Chicago, it's a pretty good idea. Let's see how this works. When you're a senior in Chicago, 2020 is the year, you'll need a post-graduation plan in order to move on, in order to get out of high school or to get a diploma. It's called Learn, Plan, Succeed, LPS. Learn, we need an acronym for everything, right? Learn, Plan, Succeed, approved starting in 2020. Seniors will need to show proof of their plans for life after they get out of high school. So will this cause more people to drop out before they get to graduation? I think that's one of the side effects. Might not, if you're thinking you won't do this, but then there are a lot of people who get to high school their senior year, they're smarter than everybody else, so I'm going to work. I got this job at the burger place. So anyway, if you are going to college, going to trade school, going to the military, got a job offer, you're square with the city of Chicago and their public schools. And
wouldn't
this
you say, though, if you just because you offer a plan doesn't mean you're going to stick to a plan. I think it's actually just a really great practice because so how many kids do we know go, well, I'm just going to get out of high school and become Kanye West? Or, you know, they think they're going to become some sort of performer. At least they get, it gets them thinking in the realm of real life, like what the possibilities are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
I hope it works. I think it's a good idea.
It
but
is.
Yeah, I hope it works.
Yeah. Chicago running out of money. They laid off 1,500 teachers and staff members last year. And they're working to raise $1 million to hire 8 guidance counselors to work this thing through. And, of course, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is taking credit for all of this because we all know what a great mayor he is. Anyway.
Isn't Waiting for Superman based on the Chicago school system?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's all about, like, the crumbling public school system of Chicago. And that was a while ago that documentary came out. So, yeah, I mean, firing teachers, what a mess. Yep. Chicago is a disaster. Chicago's going to be the next Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Thank you for that.
Well, it's sad.
It's actually worse in some ways. I mean, it's definitely more violent than Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, economically, Detroit is worse. Chicago has a more thriving business team. But when it comes to safety and schools and how many kids are dying on the weekends every weekend in Chicago, please.
Yep.
Yeah. It's one of our great cities that is crumbling because of bad leadership.
Beautiful city.
It's
gorgeous.
Really, yeah, it's a great city. Speaking of Chicago, let's have some travel time. Insight to the inside. I have 3 different travel items to discuss. You ladies can decide the order. The story of the most sacred island off the coast of Japan is a focus. The focus on Rome and drinking, or the American Airlines pilots fight.
Ooh.
Which would you like?
Drinking.
Well, that's drinking. All right.
I go drinking and then the pilots, yeah.
All right. In Rome, you have to now enjoy your late night cocktails in private because the city has banned eating and drinking by its fountains to keep the trash to a minimum, and the mayor has now banned alcohol through the streets and piazzas from 10 at night till 7 in the morning for the rest of the summer.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Quote, we don't want the Roman summer evenings to be ruined by episodes linked to excessive consumption of alcohol. Who would think that in Rome? Or anywhere in Italy. All the city's districts except for Octavia, there's no KC in it. The bars there will have to stop serving drinks at 2 in the morning. What's it? What? I don't even know, because I'm not a drinker and I don't go to bars and never have. I don't even know what. In Los Angeles, for example, or Washington or New York, are there curfews? Do you have to stop serving drinks at a particular time? It's 2 in the morning in L.A.?
Yes.
Really? Why? What's the arbitrary? Why 2? Why not 1? Why midnight? Why 3?
I think 2 is the time, although I think last call is at 1:30, and then the bars close at 2. And you'll even see bars, like I was laughing at one I saw the other day in a mini mall that didn't look so hot. And it said, open at 6 a.m. because really what they do is bars will open, like, they have to take like this time off, like a cooling off period. So a lot of bars that are like kind of, you know, skeevy all day kind of establishments go from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then they have the 4-hour period off where they have to close and then back at it again.
What's the rule in New York, Victoria?
4 in the morning, I believe. Most bars, well, pretty much all bars actually around where we are on the Upper West Side, it's between 2 and 4 is when they close. I don't know that there's even a hard set rule about it. It's just one of those things. There are certain clubs that are open till 6 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Close it all. Karen, do you know what the rule is in Washington?
I didn't actually know, so I just looked it up. I think it's 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and then 3 a.m. on the weekends, which is kind of interesting because now our metro only runs until midnight, so you can still drink afterwards, but then you have to find a cab or an Uber or something home, I guess.
Good for you. Uber. Yeah. Isn't that when Uber does more business? Between midnight and 6 a.m., I heard that or saw that someplace.
Oh, Uber or late night, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And Uber is doing amazing in D.C. because I don't even think about taking the metro anymore because the service is so bad.
Mm. Yep. And the cab system in D.C., unless they've revamped it, I haven't been there in a while, but it's zoned and it gets very expensive. It's, there's no meter. It's horrible.
It really needs to buy. The guys, I say this is not this is what it is. Like it or not, this is, I'm going to tell the story the way it is for me anyway. The old black guys that drive the cabs in Washington have their old cars and they just paint them. And it looks most like they paint them with a spray can. If you ever taken the green cars and the blue cars and how, you know, some of them are fairly good older cars. But they all, most of them that I've ever been, just smell.
Yeah, it's interesting because you do see a lot of the old, like, Grand Marquis or Crown Victorias, and those are the silver ones, that, and they could just be painted, but we also have a ton of the red top ones now, and those are Priuses. And those, if you ever go to Union Station or any of those where there's a ton of taxis waiting outside, then that's what you get, a bunch of the red cabs.
Really?
And I would think, I mean, Priuses haven't, how long have Priuses been around?
10 years.
So most of those are pretty new.
Yeah.
They still smell like pickled onions.
I've only actually ridden a cab in D.C. one time, and it smelled pretty good. And the driver was, it didn't smell bad, and the driver was very nice. So I've had good experience.
I'm not saying, I think they are. That's the best thing about the cabs in Washington, the drivers being very nice. But they're all older black gentlemen, any of them that I ever took. I don't remember seeing a white guy drive a cab in Washington. Have you, Kara?
Well, like I said, I've only ridden one time, and I generally am not staring in the windows too much when I see them, so I don't know. You might be right. I don't know.
Yeah. You should start.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. American Airlines pilots, some of them, many of them, facing demotion from captain. Imagine yourself in this seat. You're the boss, and you've been the boss for 20 years. And now, in the next week or two, you're told, sorry, you're not the boss anymore. You can't sit in the left seat. You got to sit in the right seat. In 2001, American Airlines, and this is where I get into the weeds because this so annoys me. TWA, in my mind, is the best airline that ever existed. I stayed on TWA until they didn't fly any longer. I just found the way they ran the airline, the fun, I loved TWA. So they have financial troubles. They go bankrupt. American had agreed to have a partnership with them, cash infusion. And then the night before the bankruptcy, they said, uh-oh, sorry, we're not going to do that. Instead, you'll have to find another way to survive. Well, of course, they didn't have any other way to survive, so they went broke. And in the court proceedings as to who was going to get the assets of TWA, there were two bidders. One of them, a group of former managers of TWA, who offered, they had funding for $1 billion to take over the airline and run it as TWA. Well, American Airlines and its president at the time, Donald Carty, who was a scumbag then and now is thought of as a scumbag because he's the one who was behind Richard Branson, and he had a big fight because he was the one who engineered the buyout of Virgin to Alaska because they had more seats at the table than Branson did. So another scumbag move by him. Anyway, so in this whole area, the American people that told the judge, oh, we have the expertise. Look at our airline. We've been in existence since 1934, and we can do a better job. These people have never run an airline. Their bid was $785 million, and the judge took it. So they took over Transworld Airlines and basically dismantled it. There's no more St. Louis hub. You can go through St. Louis, you think you're going through a ghost town. And that was the main hub of TWA. They moved everything from St. Louis to Chicago or Dallas. And the pilots who were supposed to be given seniority according to where they fit in the ranks, that is, they put all the TWA pilots together and the American pilots together, and wherever you were on the ranking, you were merged so that you were treated fairly. Well, now there was one of the pilots who didn't like the way this all played out. is now or has sued not the airline. The airline's not a party to this. It doesn't the airline. It's the Pilots Association because there were two different unions, the TWA Pilot Union and then the American Pilot Union. So they sued each other because American pilots, after a while, they moved up faster from first officer to captain, and it was because of some vagary. And I'm not, getting into the weeds that far isn't important. But what is important was for us to know how much pilots make. And the difference in rating from a guy who sits in an average 737, who's on the right-hand side co-pilot and left-hand side pilot, is $75 an hour. So the pilots get paid by the hour when wheels up and wheels down. When the pilot takes off, the plane leaves the ground, that's when their pay starts. When the plane hits the ground, that's not a good choice of words.
Yeah.
When the plane lands, the pilots don't get paid. So let's say you're going cross-country from Boston to Los Angeles, which is a trip I take, probably 25 times a year. The guy, when they take off, it's usually about 5 hours and a half to get out there. So I think what the average pay is $200 an hour for the captain of a 737. All right? So it's around that. So the co-pilot gets $125 an hour, and the pilot gets $200 an hour. All right? So these guys who have been in the left-hand, the TWA pilot has been in the left-hand seat, are now going to get demoted to the right-hand seat. How'd you like to have that be? And then, by the way, the pay goes up. The bigger the plane, the more you make. So until you get into a heavy plane like a 777 or a 787, you're making about $400 an hour.
Whew.
All right, that's in the weeds. People who are serious about their health are focused on Super Beats. This is the Super Beats 101. Super Beats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all natural non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister, and if you haven't gotten in on the Super Beats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeats.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears.
Interventions based on this evidence would be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time on the DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan will take the reins with a focus on Netflix and Uber. Love the name Uber. It sounds like there's something else there besides just a car. Uber. Uber. All right, so we'll explore that and some other exciting technology things. Yesterday, if you missed this portion of the program, you found out that, well, you didn't find out that Victoria and Kara are both geeks. Yeah, they're certified geeks. So that qualifies them both for doing the tech report, which you'll hear next.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards, that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time.
When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, so in terms of technology, a lot of people criticize the unfettered use of a lot of different devices. People who are teachers say that the children can't read anymore. Matter of fact, I saw something that I thought was fairly prosaic, Victoria. The problem in our country isn't with books being banned, but with people no longer reading. You don't have to burn books to destroy a culture. Just get people to stop reading them. So I wonder how many people use the devices. Kindle is probably the best example, but you can do it with most of the devices. Read books on online. Do you do that?
I read books on my iPad. I don't have a Kindle, but I bought a Kindle for my mom, and she loves it. She reads a couple books a week.
I remember I bought one for Jennifer a few years ago for Christmas. But do people, just because we use devices, are people no longer reading? Do you think in your circle friends are reading more or less than they used to? Reading books or things that, you know, there is a difference. You can read a lot of things online.
Right.
But
I would probably say overall, I mean, in the summertime, reading books tends to go up a bit, I think, because of vacation and things like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would guess overall, I would think everyone in the country probably reads fewer books than they used to.
Mm.
Because there's more on TV, there's more accessibility to TV, everyone has multiple screens. You know, it's not just one TV that the family has to figure out what they want to watch. You know, it's everyone gets to watch whatever they want on any device. So I think that's definitely cut into reading.
It's funny because I read more now than I ever have.
You didn't even finish the book that I gave you.
Well, but I read lots of bits and pieces of books at the same time. On my bed or nightstand, I have about a dozen books, and I'm in the middle of. All right, so let's move to Netflix, at least deliver on one of the things we promised, the pop-up hotel. A Netflix pop-up hotel. What's this?
This is a binge watcher's heaven. It's a brand new hotel that just opened in the UK as a model. This is probably going to hit the US if this is a success. So far, it seems to be that there's a lot of interest in it. It's called the Bed and Binge Retreat. And it's once you stay and you book the hotel, there are 15 themed suites. They're all named after Netflix shows. Stranger Things, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. In the Orange is the New Black suite, they even have bunk beds to mimic the prison atmosphere.
Really?
With play handcuffs are included, so that might be more of a romantic suite.
Yeah.
Guests can stay for a day or you can stay overnight, and everyone receives a Samsung Galaxy S8 to watch as many episodes of all their favorite shows on Netflix for free. So it's kind of a cool thing. Spokesperson says all guests receive the same amount of tokens for food and drink, regardless of how long they binge for, in exchange for free food. They want people to just keep watching Netflix.
Yeah. Well, it looks like, sounds like they might be able to get their way in this circumstance. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.